Welcome to the West Podcast, Volume 1. Where is West Pelzer? An introduction to Mayor Sanders and a load of crap. So what is the West Podcast? It's a weekly, spontaneously, or upon request podcast for all cities to listen to, but geared towards issues, accomplishments, and achievements of West Pelzer residents, businesses, and visitors. We'll talk about economic development, planning, elections, interview town council members and businesses, meeting updates, and the like. You can download this podcast from iTunes, Anchor, on our Facebook, or on our website. So who am I listening to? You're listening to Mayor Blake Sanders, husband, father, landscape architect, planner, professor, and mayor. But before any of that came along, I was a Clemson graduate in landscape architecture. I served 4 years on the council and ran because I saw opportunities, and this is my home. Through my job, I've witnessed growth, decline, ambition in thousands of communities across the East Coast. Currently, I'm a planning manager with the city of Easley, a top 20 city in South Carolina, and am blessed to be part of a larger municipal team. I'm a mayor because I believe in the 271 small towns in South Carolina. I believe in local government, and I believe that all 271 have the potential to have great leaders, be great places, and change the world. You start to change the world when you change yourself, then your household, then your street, then your town, then your county, then your state, then your country. I believe that. So why a podcast from the mayor? I want my great-great-grandchildren, yes, you, Abraham. Abraham's what I want my great-grandson to be named, and I know he's probably listening now, 100 years later, laughing. I want Abraham to know that I worked tirelessly so that they could spend their energy on the things that matter most to them at that time. My favorite quote is, "When the burdens of the presidency seem unusually heavy, I always remind myself it could be worse. I could be a mayor." Lyndon B. Johnson. So where is West Pelzer? Why should I care? What does it matter? Well, West Pelzer is strategically located along Highway 8 near the Saluda River, perfectly positioned between I-85 and I-385, 20 minutes to Greenville, Anderson, Simpsonville, Easley, 2 hours to Atlanta or Charlotte, 12 hours to Miami or New York. West Pelzer is the center of the East Coast commerce. Founded in 1913 as Frankville, due to Pelzer Manufacturing not allowing three things, gambling, dogs, or alcohol. In 1918, we changed the name to West Pelzer with a little over 300 people. Sometime around the 40s, Mayor Davis engineered and oversaw the first water and sewer lines. And as the textile community died around us, so did we. Others flourished. We patiently waited for our time to shine. And that time is now. In 2016-17, West Pelzer issued a general obligation bond to expand municipal facilities to Main Street. We built bike lanes, built a park, opened up our parking lots to food trucks, reinvigorated a historic restaurant with new owners, and have watched as our community has embraced change. A necessary component of managing change involves constantly evaluating how we best utilize all of our resources, and that sometimes involves difficult decisions. Now that 2018 is upon us, we're 880 people, unless someone's passed away this week. We've got 11 new homes under construction, set to announce another residential development, and we're giving back to those who so anxiously awaited West Pelzer's return. July 28th, Antonio's Pizza and Pasta will have a grand opening. We'll have live music. It'll be our first annual dog show. September the 28th, Westy's second annual vintage market. In October, we'll have a mile-long yard sale, Pumpkin Palooza, which is our fall festival. In November, we'll have a centennial celebration for our 100 years of being named West Pelzer. And then we'll wrap up the year with a Christmas parade. You see, we're community-oriented. We're building a foundation to grow on. And we're building with faith, family, and friendships as the top three components. So, what's the hot topic this week in West Pelzer? Crap. Literally, crap is the hot topic this week. I've had 10 plus hours of phone calls, memos, and meeting all about sewage. You see, we built our sewer system nearly 60 years ago, never updated it, and then when it failed, SCDHEC said we should just shut ourselves down. But before I give you the history, let me tell you the end result first. We're selling our sewer collection system. Not for today's results, but so my grandchildren won't have to worry. In the 1990s, West Pelzer and Pelzer were in pretty bad shape. We applied for a grant of $2.8 million to start replacing lines, but we didn't use the money fast enough and waited around until 2005 to start thinking about it again, talking about kicking the can down the road. In 2005, we thought we had $4.2 million for a grant. Cost had increased by then, but a violent hurricane season, remember Katrina, used up those funds before we could get to them. In 2007, West Pelzer and Pelzer talked about going to Williamston for sewer, but that was withdrawn when DHEC said we couldn't have their allocated money if we didn't go somewhere else. In 2008, West Pelzer received $1.7 million to start replacing our sewer lines. That was phase one. In 2009, then-President Obama provided a forgivable loan of $1.8 million through the Troubled Asset Relief Program for sewer plant construction. Pelzer received some money, too, for a pump station and a trunk line. In 2010 and 2016, we received $4.2 million for phase two of replacing the collection system, making West Pelzer 100% new in sewer and water. That's a whole nother podcast. And the only city in South Carolina to do so. And I'm proud to say that as of last week, phase two is now 100% complete. That's 36,097 feet of sewer lines, 189 manholes, and 454 connections. I'd say that's a pretty great accomplishment. The bad thing is we're $1.5 million in debt, deferring maintenance. Remember how we kicked the can down the road before. And we'll rely on someone else one day to bail us out. Bailing us out, that's a new term. Congress is working on the Water Resources Development Act to target infrastructure improvements because cities, just like ours, or like Atlanta, and others have way more sewer and water lines than we do, and they can't get the funds fast enough to replace and renew. The National League of Cities just reported that 56% of mayors nationwide said infrastructure was their top issue. I'm not saying we don't need this bill passed. I'm just saying that West Pelzer already has ours completed, and we won't be kicking the can down the road for future Congress to bail us out. So how are we going to bail ourselves out now? We collect three lines on our water bills: water, sewer, and REWA. Water and sewer we keep. That's for Public Works to operate our streets, our water infrastructure, our sewer infrastructure. It's for daily operations, for maintenance, for catastrophic events. Unfortunately, it takes nearly 100% of it just to operate the system, pay back our loans, and employees. We even had to terminate an employee because a larger portion of our sewer loan came due when phase two was finished. We have a chance to not change the citizens' bills, but place the burden of operations and maintenance on a larger agency. We've evaluated the system, and we would need to raise the rates by 25% to account for maintenance. Remember that kicking the can down the road again, right? We can sell our new system that's losing money due to deferred maintenance, pay off all of our debt, thanks Dave Ramsey, including hospitality, general obligation, all sewer debt, and have a fresh start on focusing on what matters. Now, how's that for a centennial celebration? Let me put this in some simpler terms. Our sewer system is new, just like maybe your new car. Your new car off the lot is worth $50,000, but if you don't maintain it, change the oil, rotate the tires, or wash it, it won't be worth nearly as much. Sell high, buy low. We're selling a new car that we know we can't afford, and frankly, the state and federal government knew we couldn't afford it, but that's a podcast for another day. So what will change when this happens? Nothing to the end user. Your lines are new. REWA would be managing and operating and maintaining our sewer system. You're still responsible for your sewer service lines. Rewa's responsible if the trunk line breaks. And we're still going to have increases just like we do now, every 3 to 5 years. But I can tell you that increases aren't scheduled until 2025. So I'm meeting with attorneys, working through the contract, as we've had a unanimous vote on the letter of intent to sell our sewer collection system. It's moving forward, and I couldn't be more excited. Not for today, not for tomorrow, but for Abraham. Until next time. We'll be right back.